Unit 5. Environmental Protection Awareness. Lesson 1. Health and Environment. Listening and Speaking. 3. Our health can benefit a lot from favorable environment.
B. Listen and complete.
I've heard that you've moved to a new apartment, really?
Yes, I rent another one near the suburbs.
Why do you make such a fuss? The apartment you used to live in is very near to your office.
Yes, it is, but it is located in the downtown area and is too noisy. I can't sleep well at night.
Oh, I see. What about your new apartment?
I'm very happy about my decision. The surroundings are superb. I enjoy taking walks in the nearby woods. Sometimes I even go for a jog in the woods. There are a few trails around here, and there's a nice golf course as well that you can run around.
Okay, great. So your health has improved a lot, hasn't it?
Right. For me, it's stress relief that it provides. It's also nice to get back into nature sometimes and just
hear
the insects, which obviously we can hear very clearly right now.
I agree. Our health can benefit a lot from favorable environment.
4. Pollution is a big problem in many countries.
B. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Pollution is a big problem in many countries, especially in megacities.
Living in those cities can't be good for one's health.
I know what you mean, but it can't be avoided.
Have the governments done anything to try to solve the problem?
Yes, they do, but I don't think it alone can do enough to reverse the trend.
You're right. I think all countries should work together to clean the world.
Yeah, I could not agree more, but we can't just leave it to the governments. Everyone needs to do their part.
What do you think we ordinary people can do to protect the environment?
Oh, there are lots of things that can be done. Taking public transport is a start.
Good idea, but I think I'll start riding my bike instead. It's better exercise.
There you go.
Reading and writing. 6. Environment and mental health.
B. Read the text with these questions in mind.
1. What is built environment?
2. Why do policymakers have different priorities for the built environment?
Noise, air pollution, overcrowding, and a lack of access to nature can increase our physical and emotional stress. However, opportunities to interact with nature can have positive effects on our health, including allowing us to think more clearly and to reduce stress. With more time in a car comes more traffic congestion and delays, both connected with high blood pressure, more days in a hospital, and decreased job performance. In this fashion, those with long daily commutes are at a higher risk of stress-related diseases. Many factors cause a community's sense of belonging, trust, and reciprocity, also known as social capital. Social capital is strengthened by active social networks, a psychological sense of community, and a community's contact with nature. Features of the built environment can promote a community's social capital. Time spent alone in a car or in a private indoor space reduces social capital and increases isolation. Walking and access to green spaces strengthen a community's social capital, allowing people to meet, recognize, and get to know neighbors. More public space provides opportunities to build social capital. Policymakers in different communities and countries may have very different priorities for the built environment. For example, developing countries may focus more on providing basic infrastructure, such as sanitation, housing, and food. Both developing and industrialized nations may want to focus on reducing traffic crashes, air and water pollution, and keeping farmland and forests. Solutions to issues may be different between countries based on community needs, priorities, and resources. 8. Read and recite.
only to obey nature in order to overcome nature. Darwin.
Nature is kind of a loving mother, but also a butcher in cold blood. Victor Hugo.
For 200 years, we've been conquering nature. Now we are beating it to death. Tom Macmillan.
It is usually their own surroundings as a form of free merchandise. I do not know any way to cherish and spoil. Gan Harmon.
The land to all the people are the essence of the material. And finally, it has been there from the people of the rebate is rubbish these substances. Walt Whitman.
We should not be overenjoyed our victory on the nature. For each such victory, the nature will take revenge on us. Frederick Engels. Lesson 2. Environmental protection. Listening and speaking. 3. It's extremely hot this month.
B. Listen and complete.
It's extremely hot this month. How I wish there could be some rain.
Terrible, isn't it? We haven't had rainy days for almost 2 months.
But news has it that floods are attacking some western provinces.
While some provinces in the southeast are suffering from drought.
What's wrong with our earth?
It's not the earth that has gone wrong. It's we humans. Human activities have caused the unusual climate change.
Right. We should do something to tackle it. Otherwise, we will all be doomed in the end.
Yeah, I can't agree more.
4. We should live a low-carbon life to protect the earth. B. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Did you hear that the price of electricity had increased again?
Yes, what a bad piece of news.
Right, we should live a low-carbon life to protect the earth.
I agree with you. Otherwise, our next generation will have no energy to use and no clean air to breathe.
It is a serious problem. The situation is becoming worse and worse.
I'm afraid that we have done too much harm to our environment.
Yes, what we human beings have done has broken the balance of nature.
I think we should do something to help improve the situation.
Reading and writing. 6. Raising awareness is the key. B. Read the text with these questions in mind.
1. What is the smoking ban in Shanghai about?
2. Do smokers really know that secondhand smoking is harmful to others?
It has pretty much been accepted worldwide that smoking and secondhand smoke are toxic. The World Health Organization says that every year, 1 in 10 adults die because of tobacco. In China, there are an estimated 316 million smokers, and each year 1.5 million die due to smoking-related illnesses. But it is smoking's effect on non-smokers who are forced to breathe in smoke-filled air that makes me the most angry, especially when it takes place in places where smokers should know better. Many times I've experienced smokers in elevators, universities, and even kindergartens. And this secondhand smoke kills, too. The Shanghai municipal government passed new smoking legislation which bans smoking in all public places. The biggest obstacle for smoking laws in China is the public's lack of awareness around the dangers of smoking and secondhand smoking. Shanghai's first smoking ban was taken effect back in 2010, although in a more limited capacity, but it has been reported that the air inside and around smoke ban places still contains high amounts of PM2.5, a cancer-causing toxin. Well, this time, the public can report both violators and venues that don't follow the ban. Individuals will be slapped with an instant fine of 50 to 200 yuan, and venues will be forced to pay up to 30,000 yuan. You can send photos of smokers or lax venues to a new hotline, 12345, set up specially to help enforce the smoking ban. On top of that, restaurants and hotels and other public places are required to take on special staff to stop people from smoking, to educate people about the smoking ban and the dangers of smoking, and to report violations to authorities. To be honest, I think it will be enough to have a word with staff if you meet a smoker and remind them of the new legislation. If not, you can use the complaint service as a last resort. I'm really excited about this new legislation. I hope that it really works and that fewer and fewer people die from such a preventable cause.
Teacher's World. A. Phonetics. Have you ever tried one of Diane's donuts? They're so delicious. I've eaten many different kinds of donuts from all over the country. However, I've never tasted anything quite like donuts made by Diane. I've been told that she uses the finest and freshest ingredients that money can buy. The best flour, the best eggs, and the best milk, I'm sure, that once you taste these incredible donuts, you will run and tell all of your friends.